taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, Grow Squad, how are you doing? Hope you're having a good week. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Eugene Hamilton Podcast. Hope you're doing well. Hope your family is thriving. I hope this much. I hope that you are going. Hope that you are growing. And I hope that you are glowing every single day that you're alive. Guess what? We're going to jump right in today. I mean, as we do so, I got to remind you about Go, Grow, and Glow, my new children's book. Go ahead and hit Eugene. The link is in the show notes, right? EugeneJHamilton.org or EugeneHamilton.org. I got both domains, right? EugeneHamilton.org or EugeneJHamilton.org. Just click the menu button down there. It says new children's book. You can get your copy as soon as next week. All right, let's go ahead and pray and let's move forward. God, we are grateful for this day. We're grateful for even things in our lives that come our way that don't feel good but make us better. They're not comfortable. They're uncomfortable, but they make us stronger and helps us to develop new skills. I'm praying for my friend right now as they are either headed to work or they're at work. Maybe they're at home. Maybe they're working out. Maybe they're in a grocery store, wherever they are, driving in their car. I'm praying that they will feel you with them every single day in your name. Amen. Today, I want to talk a little bit about how continuous learning can change your life. Now, I want to start here because some of the smartest, most brilliant, most intelligent people that I know don't have formal education. Isn't it amazing? Many of you that are listening right now, you can think back to how wise your grandmother was. Maybe she's no longer living, or even if she is living, some of you who are my age can think back to, wow, grandma dropped out of school in the third grade. But she had a wealth of knowledge. Or there are people that maybe you've seen who got all the education, and sometimes they don't have the necessary tools to connect the dots. Somebody call it common sense, right? Either way, either if you got formal education or if you don't have formal education, this one thing remains true for both and all parties. In order for us to continue to get better in life as individuals, we've got to continue to learn. I can recall, in fact, my wife was just sharing with me the other day that her dad was one of the brightest individuals that she ever encountered because he always had his head in a book. God rest his soul. She said, man, listen, every time I saw him, he was reading a book about this, about that. And the funny thing about this is, and it kind of sent a light bulb off in my head as well. He didn't read about stuff that he was only interested in. Now, if you're just starting to read, if you're just trying to fall in love with reading, of course you want to read things that keeps your interest, right? And until you develop that muscle, I think it's important for us. If you like sports, maybe you want to read books about sports or how certain things got going. If you like agriculture, maybe you want to stay in that lane. But as you develop that muscle of just reading and knowledge and learning, the people that I know that are versatile, the people that I know that got different skills, they read stuff that they have no idea about. I think I mentioned this before. I think it was it Trevor Noah who talked about, and you know, I don't go either way, which I don't know, but he said this that kind of they kind of stuck out of my mind. He talked about how he read a book. Don't quote me all the way. All the way factual on exactly what he was reading about, but I want to say, you can Google it when you get a chance. I want to say he was reading a book about interior design, right? And of course, he's like, man, that's not even in my wheelhouse. But the book looked attractive. It looked like something that I could learn from. So I read the book, and now when I walk into a house, I'm looking at the interior design. Where prior to reading that book, he had no care in the world about how somebody's carpet and their the caulking looked and all. He didn't have any care about that molding on the ceiling. He said, man, I wasn't even interested in what somebody's molding looked like or if they had crown molding or whatever. But since he exposed himself to that book, since he read that book, he's like, man, now I'm in a whole different lane. And sometimes we got to understand this. As we think about learning, and there's several ways that we can continue to learn. The number one way, and I'll give this to you off the top, off rip, right? The number one way that I think we can continue to learn in life, and the easiest and even the cheapest way, is probably through books. In fact, one of the things that's interesting, I see people, I follow different people online and so forth. And for the longest time, I'm saying to myself, man, I don't feel like buying, you know, you ever, especially during the pandemic, I was buying a lot of books. I was buying more books than I could really keep up with. Right. And this individual who I follow was like, hey, why are you buying all these books? The library is a gold mine. And you don't have to spend any money. Right. You can check the books out. In fact, I don't know how many libraries are like this, but out here in LA, right, you can check out books online. You can do the ebook, right? And so it's funny to me because the very thing that can help us level up, become better. Look at all the people in the world who have learned new skills, right? Many of them learned a new skill by way of reading, by way of exposing themselves to maybe something that a classroom didn't expose them to. Now, I'm grateful for teachers because sometimes they'll, especially a great teacher, will whet your appetite for something. And maybe they don't have the time to go all the way through a book. But have you ever had a teacher that explain something so well and they kind of share with you where they got the thought and the idea from, and it made you want to go back to the source? And you're like, man, thank you, Dr. Lewis. Thank you, Professor Williams. Thank you, Mrs. Harris. Thank you, whomever it was, for even whetting my appetite. And now you've gone back and you've done a deep dive in the book and the training. And now you've got a whole different mindset about certain things, or you develop new skills or even new interests. But some common challenges that people come up with as to why they can't continue to learn. Number one, because of time. And I get it. We're in a rat race. And there's so many people that you and I know that are having to work multiple jobs to make ends meet. I get it. Sometimes we're short on time. Sometimes after work, if you're only working one job, maybe you've got a family you've got to take care of. Maybe you've got to entertain your offspring. Maybe there's things you've committed yourself to. Maybe there's extracurricular activities for your young people. Whatever it is, I do understand that time is number one when it comes to people saying the biggest barrier for them with regard to continuous learning, whether they be reading or otherwise. They're like, time. I don't have enough time. And most times, don't shoot the messenger, as they say. It's not that you don't have enough time. And I am preaching to the choir. It's not that you don't have enough time. It's that we don't use the time that we have wisely. Something called time management. Yeah. There's something called time management that will aid us in carving out enough time. For instance, man, when I wanted to go start going back to the gym, I can't sleep in till 8 o'clock and then get mad that when I get up, I got to be somewhere at 9. You have to get up earlier. Time management. Right. If I want to fit certain things in, I'm realizing and recognizing I've got greater responsibilities now. I've got my own business now. I'm married. I've got a son. All those things. And I love every minute of it. But I can't go around here operating like I'm still single. All right, because my time now is not just mine. It's ours. It's your day. It's funny. You're going to write this down, right? It's your day, but it's our time. Isn't that funny? For those of you, for my married folk that are on, that are listening to me right now, you know I am telling the 1,000% truth. It's your day, but it's our time. And you got to divide that time up between what you all have decided is important that you've got to do, and also trying to manage those things that are still important to you as an individual. So if I want to rebuild my reading muscles or start building my reading muscle from scratch, I've got to learn how to manage my time a little bit better and carve out time to read. Now, check this out, because here's another thing that I see people challenge with. It's not that you don't have enough time to read. It's that you want to read a whole lot of stuff in one setting or one sitting. You can't read 10 chapters and fall asleep and then you got to get up at 5. No. Even with those things that are leveling you up.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
You got to be wise with it. I'm going to read a chapter a day. I'm going to read 5 pages tonight. I know that time is short. I'm going to do something. But there's a way to get around or to tackle that challenge of time. The next reason why people say they don't have time for continuous learning or to continue to learn and become better, they're just simply not motivated. Which is why I think it's important that we understand that motivation is not going to help us accomplish our goals. Yeah, I said it. Now, some people call me a motivational speaker. Ain't that wild? I look for people to hire me as a motivational speaker, and I'm saying this. I am not biting my tongue. Motivation in most cases will not help you reach your goals. Motivation will help you get started. But discipline is going to help you reach your goal. This is a fire pot. Are you writing this down? Motivation is not going to help you reach your goals, my friends. Motivation is not going to help you go, grow, and glow, my friends. Motivation is not going to help you lose that weight. Motivation is not going to help you finish that degree. How many of you were motivated when you started college? And by that fourth year round, motivation was gone. You walked across that stage because you were disciplined enough to say, you know what? I've come this far and I'm going to finish. I'm not motivated. I'm tired. I'm worn out. I'm working. I ain't got no money, but I'm motivation is gone down the drain. But I got discipline inside of me now. Motivation gets you going. Oh, man, I love to go into a school. I love to go into a company. I love to go into a corporation. I love to go into a nonprofit and pump the people up. But I also love to leave them with tools, with strategies that will help them after, because it is guaranteed. I'm telling you, even the happiest of people that you know who are always, oh, God, you know, always chipper. Those people run out of motivation too. Don't you get it twisted. At some point, everybody runs out of the rah-rah motivation. And let me give you a little secret. Even sometimes people forget their why on their way to their goal. Yeah, it happens. Yo, why I got you pumped up? I'm doing this for my family. I'm doing this for my mama. I'm doing this for my daddy. I'm doing this for my babies. And I've seen people, well-meaning people, on their way to their goal, they forgot their why and had to revisit it. But there still wasn't enough to get them to the finish line. So there are people who find themselves. Do y'all get these things on your watch? I got this Apple Watch. And this is totally off the podcast. I got this Apple Watch, and every now and again it'll give this. If you know how to get the sound off of this notification, let me know. But it says time to stand. And then it says stand up and move a little for 1 minute. I'm like, for what? Anybody got an Apple? I don't know. Right? It's just so weird to me that how do you know it's time for me to stand up? I guess because I've been. I don't know. Whatever. Paul, let's get back to the Record Center program. It just went off just now, and I'm like, I'm tripped out because I'll get these little messages on my watch, and I'm like, I don't want to stand up right now. Cool. Let me get back to the Record Center program. Motivation runs out. So I can't depend on motivation to inspire me to learn and to become better. And when I say education, I'm not even talking about the formal, right, way of education. In fact, we're exploring this option for my son because my son is 4, right? And I'm not sure if this is a nationwide thing or what, but a lot of the schools are now opening up this TK, which used to be called pre-K. Right. And they're really pushing it super hard. One of the things about my son, who's 4, man, this brother loves his freedom. And the thing about it is, it's not just, and this is the funny thing, it's not just playing with toys. Right. I watch my son from time to time, or every day, I should say. I watch him figure things out with his toys. I watch him. On purposely, he'll get his dinosaur stuck between, I don't know, the leg of the table, and he'll be like, oh, how do I get this out? Oh, here's how. And it's like his mind is just going, right? And so one of the things that we're thinking about, and the TK part probably is not even a part of the conversation. This is my point. We're looking at also allowing him to, or enrolling him in, this nature school, right? And this is totally outdoors where they're learning about different things, whether it be plants, trees, rocks. They're just outside in the elements. It's, again, there's structure to it, but there's also freedom there. And sometimes as you're learning, as you're trying to grow, as you may be sometimes lacking motivation, sometimes change of environment. Like one of the things that was really cool at first during the pandemic was working from home. Some of y'all were jumping for joy. And then about 3 months in, you're like, man, I want to get out of this house. Right? It was cool. It was cool for a minute. You're like, oh, man, I can work from home. I can stay in my pajamas and all that stuff. It's cool. My flip-flops. Don't have to do my hair. Don't have to get up and present myself in a professional manner. I can just get my work done on my computer. But how many of you know that at some point during that pandemic, it was like, man, I had to get outside in the backyard. I had to go, I don't know, by the beach if you're out here, or I had to go to a park just to switch things up to continue being productive. That happens with learning too. Then there are other people who are just overwhelmed, right? They're overwhelmed with all the things they've got to do, and so that's not an option. But here's some ways that you can engage in continuous learning if you're really about that life. I'm talking about outside of books. Of course, we know that that's an incredible way. But they're also, if you're really serious about, because check this out. I mean, we're told that even people on their jobs, 10% of people actually earn more money because they engage in continuous learning. And many times it's continuous learning that's free, that the job pays for, and that the job offers. And sometimes there are people, I don't understand it, who are crying for more money and they're leaving money on the table because they won't take this little 3-week course. Yeah, I'm coming at your neck today. Yeah, take that 3-week course. Take the little 4 quizzes and get more money on your paycheck. You crying about getting a new job or until that happens, maximize earning potential where you are. And sometimes, number one, is through online courses. You can keep learning. And some of your jobs are trying to find manage. Do you know there's a workforce shortage? And some of you are wanting to be lawyers, managers and supervisors. And the door is wide open if you would but avail yourself to learning more. Of course, we said reading. Then we said podcasts like this one, right? There are a gazillion podcasts that you could tune into on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, that people are dropping some real knowledge that you don't have to pay for. I try to listen to a podcast a week outside of mine. All right, a podcast or two. Audiobooks, if you don't like reading, for some people, audiobooks work for them. I tried audiobooks. It's cool. But for me, I don't retain a lot with audiobook. But there are some people who retain more with audio than they do with visual. Whatever works for you. There are webinars, there are workshops, there's mentoring, then there's also networking. However you choose to continue to learn, however you choose to continue to expand your mind and keep your heart, ears, eyes, and head open to learning more and new information, it's wide open. You can also learn, check this out, from the people that you hang out with. This is why it's important you choose wisely who your crew is. Because I like to hang with people. Now, I do know that there are some people that are in our crews who are there to learn from us, and we can't really, they don't have much to offer, and that's cool. They're still learning, they're still growing, they're still developing. But I love hanging with people that I can learn from. Let me land the plane this way. Don't stop learning. The people that don't stop learning Don't stop earning. Whoo! That's a bar. People that don't stop learning, they don't stop earning. And not just earning money, earning respect, earning access. People that don't stop learning, don't stop earning. So I want to encourage you to embrace the reality that as you continue to level up in life, as you continue to grow and mature in life, as you continue to grow in every area of your life, don't you stop growing in the area of education and learning. All right, if you know somebody that needs a boost to keep on learning, if you know somebody that needs a boost with regard to continuing to learn and grow and develop, would you share this out with them? Please, just hit that share button. Just copy the link and send it out to somebody you know will benefit from this episode. Listen, I thank you all for your time. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for committing to doing three things: going, growing, and glowing every single day. See you next episode. That's my time. Peace.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.